In order to make it easier for local governments to enact these nitrogen fertilizer restrictions, last month the Tampa Bay Estuary Program approved a draft ordinance that can be used as a template. Holly Greening is executive director of the Estuary Program.
A non-agricultural fertilizer containing nitrogen should not be applied from June 1st to September 30th rainy season. A fertilizer should not be applied within 10 feet of a waterway or wetland. A 6-foot low maintenance or no-mow zone adjacent to waterways should be encouraged. This is not required, but should be encouraged to restrict a point of sale nitrogen fertilizer during the rainy season. This would from the retail outlets. There are alternative summer safe lawn fertilizer commercially available, including materials that would allow the lawn to become green during that period.
Nitrogen is a problem, Greening told the EPC, and homeowners nationwide use 6 times more of it per acre than farms.
Nitrogen is a major pollutant of concern in Tampa Bay. Excess nitrogen clouds water and reduces sunlight, so seagrasses can't grow. Seagrasses are very important as a cornerstone of the health of Tampa Bay. Baywide residential runoff accounts for 20% of the total nitrogen load to Tampa Bay. And just to give you some perspective of what that means, right now municipal wastewater is only about 9%. So it's more than twice as much as our wastewater treatment plants are discharging to Tampa Bay.
Greening said that if only half of homeowners complied with the proposed ordinance, that would mean a 30-ton reduction of nitrogen in surface waters. Rick Garrity is executive director of the EPC.
At the 30 tons and at the average price of instituting projects to try to have that much reduction, I think you're talking in the range of $3 million per year.
$3 to $6 million per year.
All right. Yep. Well, even more than of savings to the county. Yep.
During public comment, Sierra Club Representative Michael Holsinger encouraged the EPC board, which is also the Hillsborough County Commission, to adopt the summertime ban on nitrogen fertilizer.
We want to offer our support for the Tampa Bay Estuary Program model ordinance that they produced. Strengths of that ordinance, the certification, the training is a strength because it also includes institutional government, rainy season restrictions on nitrogen and phosphorus, and the fertilizer-free setback zones in water.
Holsinger, who is a former Sarasota County Extension Director, has even used the Estuary Program's draft ordinance to craft one that would be appropriate for Hillsborough.
We believe that it would be beneficial to have the fertilizers applied to landscapes be at least 50% slow-release nitrogen. That's already in the ordinances in Sarasota, Lee, and Naples, and it helps reduce fertilizer application numbers. The limit the nitrogen to 4 pounds per year, prohibit the application of phosphorus unless you have a soil test that shows that it's necessary, and require deflector shields to prevent the fertilizer from getting on impervious surfaces.
The EPC will consider the nitrogen fertilizer ban during their January meeting and will ask 3 professors of horticulture to weigh in on the issue. You can learn more at epchc.org. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.